CBA Mobile.
N0TR, I'm just getting ready to back out.
I'm just putting down Wade Hampton here. And been to Publix, and I needed some stamps, and I told my wife, I said, I don't want to go to the post office because this is it's going to be a zoo, and we needed batteries, and I knew I'd pay a little more for them, but I didn't want to go to Walmart, so I just went to Publix and got the batteries and the stamps.
Stamps over at Sam's just every now and then. Here comes a FedEx truck. I think he's doing his texting at the same time. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. That's primarily why we're going out right now, is to go to the post office, but we're just going to drive through the drive-thru and mail a couple of bills, the electric bill and something else. That Bernice has water bill in it, Mom. Oh, Sam's bill. And save us going in. I don't like to put them out in the mailbox because they got a check in them.
I know what you mean. Well, we're going to mail off a bunch of Christmas cards today, so. Got everything filled out, and we just need to put stamps on them. They'll be ready to go rock and roll.
Well, did you include my $200 check for that nice speaker like Steve's got for my present?
New speaker, Tom. I'll be glad to buy you one.
I'll be one of them 2x2 inch MFJ ones.
I'll take one of those little tweeters out of one of my old sound bars and let you use it.
Shoot, got Bernice laughing. No, I don't need ones. I just happen to be thumbing through a MFJ catalog and an HRO catalog a little while ago. And I saw one in there from Mountain. Yeah, Rocky Mountain for $199. I saw one in there for $189 from Heil. I think I'd have to opt for the Heil. But, you know, I have no intentions of getting either one. I don't have a problem with that. I got one of those $125 Kenwood speakers. And if you open it up, which I did the other day just to look, and there's just a 4-inch standard speaker in there with no electronics whatsoever and an 1/8-inch output plug. Well, I don't even think it has that. You just got two wires you hook up on the back. But it's a Kenwood, and it was given to me years ago, so that's the only reason I have that one. Otherwise, it'd be a Radio Shack one sitting there.
Yeah, well, I tell you, this speaker, I went up and heard Steve's because I wanted to hear it while I was going to spend that kind of money. And it is absolutely amazing. And he had a signal that wasn't even moving the indicator on his signal strength meter. And we could hear the guy talking, and clearly no static or anything. It's on sideband, so I was sold right then.
Who makes that one? Is that Rocky Mountain or whatever it is?
The word mountain in it, I can't remember what the other word is, if it comes before or after it, but it's already here. It's killing me because I have to wait until Christmas to open it.
You think you're going to get one, huh? I imagine it's a lump of coal.
Could be a lump of coal. It's about the same weight, but it might be a little heavier. But As far as I know, that's what it is. So I'm kind of, let me just say, I'll really be disappointed.
You must have throwed out some major hits. Shoot. Well, I don't do sideband that often. And CW, I use the beverage on it. And the beverage does a lot of that for you. It really works and pulls the signals out. But that sounds very attractive. It really does. I'll have to come and see that up at Steve's or your place one of these days when the COVID goes down. By the way, my neighbor's wife just caught the COVID.
It's not going away, it's not going to get any better, especially since it's getting cold, and hopefully they'll release the vaccine, and it won't guarantee that you won't get it, but you'll certainly have a much milder case of it.
100% true, so if you use that and some common sense and stayed away from people and wore a mask in large gatherings even after you got it, which they recommend, until we get herd immunity, I think that it'll be great. And they have released the Pfizer, and the Moderna was approved for emergency yesterday. Well, so far, his wife has just had the sniffles, and she has no taste and no smell. That's probably from all the Marlboros.
Oh, well, you know, I used to smoke years ago, and I smoked 2.5 packs a day, and it does affect your taste and smell, that's for sure.
When I had several lung surgeries, I had a chance to view some pictures of lungs of smokers, and it was disgusting, to say the least, and thoracic surgeons were disgusted by it, but they said, you know, once you get hooked, you've got to have the willpower to get unhooked.
Larlaw was captain of detectives for the city of Greenville for years, and he was looking at some autopsy photos one day with a guy, and he said, "What is that picture of?" And he said, "Oh, that's one of the guy's lung." And he said it was just black, like tar. And he said he just wadded up his cigarettes and threw them in the trash can. And he quit smoking. And the only bad thing was I think that was like a Friday, and we left to go on vacation the next day. So it wasn't really a great week for him, for any of us. But he was a little grouchy, but he did. He quit cold turkey.
It takes the central TR, but they do have some good things out there now to help him. Now, I can understand the attraction to the nicotine. My dad smoked 4 packs of Cool Regulars. You know, I'll never, that was a day. And I'll never forget, I was up at the train depot one time, and he ran out of cigarettes, and he borrowed one from a guy next to him. And when he did, the guy had Cool filter-type cigarettes, and Dad tore the filter off before he'd even smoke it. Now, that's what you call addiction.
Now, I used to like to smoke Lucky Strike non-filter, but somebody told me that it make your lungs bleed, so I quit smoking them. I went back to a filter cigarette, and I was in my early 20s then. I only smoked 8 years, but, thank goodness I quit, because, oh, man. Well, I'm in the garage here, so I'm going to jump out and get these stamps on the envelopes. I guess, I don't know if we're going to put them in the mailbox or go to the post office. One of of the two. But anyway, I'll say 73s, and you have a good rest of the day. Always good to talk to you, Tom, and I'll clear out of here after your final, KP4CBA.
Okay, Dave, good to hear you, and enjoyed the QSO this morning, but I had to go. Traffic is pretty horrible out here, and Bernice is talking about stopping at Aldi's, but I'm going to have to look and see how saturated the parking lot is. So we may go later, or early tomorrow morning, because I'm not letting her go in there if it's that saturated. It's not that necessary. So you take care, and I hope Santa Claus delivers what you was looking for. Wow, that's like buying an amplifier in the old days. Talk to you later. KP4CBA in 0TR73 stand.
Make it behave, Bernice. KP4CBA.